States or beyond, which I know, but it's an incredible thing. It makes people feel good about who they are and where they live. Groups like the Bread and Puppet Marching Band, they're an amazing agent for political change, as are many of the bands here, but it's a great thing to express your frustration with the current situation and to do it through music.
Hi! You were dancing the whole time?
Yeah.
Do you like dancing to this music?
Yes.
What else do you like here?
The drums! I went where the drums were and I was like jumping, dancing. And if you ask me how many I like to dance, don't. Because I don't even know how many I like to dance.
There's so many bands to dance to.
Yeah, I know. Bye-bye.
Fun for all ages and activism galore.
Raise the minimum wage in Massachusetts from $12 to $15. It's awesome. The other initiative is paid family medical leave. So this means that if you're a worker in Massachusetts and you need to take time off to care for yourself or to care for a family member, your boss can't fire you. So we want to make these laws, and you can help us by signing our petitions.
The Dead Music Capital Band is from Austin, Texas. I asked some members of the band, what is it about Honk that makes him come all the way from Texas to play for free in the streets of Somerville?
My name is Chris McMillan with the Dead Music Capital Band. It's a matter of being with people and the way that music brings out the best in people. An event like this, that's what it's about.
You know, it's good to be part of a community, to be able to make music with and for one another. There's also something about playing music in the streets as a way to make the streets public for everybody. Reclaiming public space and making it into a joyful noise is sort of the reason why I'm here. And also, I'm an ethnomusicologist trying to write a dissertation about this particular phenomenon. So. I think it's important to call attention with our music and with our performance to the social change that needs to take place in this country right now.
Dirty Water Brass Band, a Boston-based, undefinable, raucous street band, is a staunch contributor to the many grooves that make this town tick. Honk has become an autumn tradition in Davis Square. Reporting and dancing in the streets of Somerville, Massachusetts, I am Chuck Rosina.
You're tuned into the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And we're going to be hearing a lot of audio clips from a BBC documentary in the next set here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you, Chuck Yu, for that Honkfest report. And that was, well, a Somerville phenomena that's gone around the world and is still going great and strong every year here, Somerville, Cambridge. So in the next set, we're going to do what I call going full circle on a set. We're going to begin and end with two different versions of the same song, a Kraftwerk song that exactly matches our theme this evening. The first one will be the Kraftwerk version, and then the second will be an incredibly cool cover by Pygmy Taxi Corporation that I got off of the outstanding compilation Transwerk Express Volume 2, a tribute to Kraftwerk. And both of those Transwerk Express Volume 1 and 2 are just spectacular if you're a Kraftwerk fan, and I definitely am. And in particular, the audio clips that I'm going to be mixing in from that BBC documentary are on Dr. Albert Hoffman, who discovered LSD, which is a powerful, very powerful psychedelic drug and hallucinogen. And a lot of what happened in the 1960s certainly are related to that. And the basic story is that in the middle of World War II, Albert Hoffman, a Swiss scientist, was mixing up a batch of this LSD, which to go and do some experiments. And while he was doing this on April 16th, 1943, he accidentally absorbed some through the skin on his fingers. And first he was a little mystified because that day colors were kind of bright and there was, you know, some things going on that seemed unusual. And in the best spirit of scientific exploration, he decided to try some of this substance on himself, to self-experiment. And as he describes in this, he considered himself a very cautious man, and he decided he would take the smallest dose that he could have, that he thought could have any possible effect, like a really small dose, like not even a milligram. Instead, a quarter of a milligram, 250 milligrams. 0.25 milligrams, which is 250 millionths of a gram. And it turned out to be a very big dose. And he began to feel ill. So he, this being wartime, there weren't a whole lot of automobiles back, although Switzerland was neutral. But he rode his bicycle back home. And that LSD really kicked in then. And that particular day, April 19th, when he decided to do that self-experiment, is now celebrated by those of us in the psychedelic culture as Bicycle Day. And, well, here's a set, yes, that explores that. And we've got some other number songs by the Cranberries and Green Day wrapping this up. But I hope you enjoy this next set.
being a cautious man, and I thought I would start with the smallest quantity of each in any account. Namely, I started with 0.25 milligrams.
Days later, now fully recovered, Hoffman reported his discovery to the head of the laboratory. One teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporally insane.
Marijuana has been an enemy of the state since the first federal law was enacted against it in 1937. Since that time, 20 million Americans have been arrested, convicted, and incarcerated for using the most popular drug in the world.
My thoughts from me now, I want nothing more. It's time.
is the smallest, smallest quantity which indeed could have any effect. Namely, I started with 0.25 milligrams. And had the intention then to increase the dosage, but then to see if something would happen. But this very small dose, the first dose of my experiments I planned, was very, very strong.
Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, our theme is numbers. And we went full circle in that last set with Kraftwerk, the German electronic godfathers of hip-hop music, and profoundly influential on so many other rock and avant-garde and pop and J-pop and electronic bands. Yes, Kraftwerk. That was their original version of Numbers from their Computer World album. And then the Cranberries followed with 21 and Green Day 86. And then Pygmy Taxi Corporation, their cool cover version of Kraftwerk's Numbers from Trancework Express Volume 2. And we had mixed on top of that excerpts from a BBC documentary with Dr. Albert Hoffman talking about his discovery of LSD, or at least his discovery of what it would do to human beings. And as he mentioned in there, he took the absolute smallest dose that he thought could have any effect. after realizing that it would have some effects on humans because it had been absorbed in his fingers a few days before, leading to some pretty wild effects. So he took that absolute smallest dose, a quarter of a milligram, and it actually turned out to be an incredibly powerful dose of LSD, 2.5 times what we now consider the normal dose of 100 micrograms, 100 millionths of a gram. As they mentioned, 1 teaspoon, enough to drive 50,000 people temporarily insane. So I had the privilege of attending a special preview exhibit last night over at the Museum of Science for their new Gridiron Glory exhibit. And you too can now experience this most extensive and comprehensive exhibition ever created on America's most popular sport. There's more than 200 artifacts and award-winning photographs and one-of-a-kind documents from the Pro Football Hall of Fame's vast collection. And throughout the exhibition, which runs through January 7th, you can interact with components that challenge both mind and body and demonstrate the change in protective equipment, uniforms, and communication devices over all the years. You can learn the science behind the game and get to know the inspirational stories of its pioneers, coaches, and great players, including those who broke social barriers, demonstrating how the sport is a microcosm for changing attitudes about equality and opportunity. For more information about the Gridiron Glory exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, you can check out their website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or you can call them at 617-723-2500. And this, of course, has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Educational Radio. So I got actually to meet a couple of three NFL Patriots who are in the Hall of Fame. Steve Grogan last night, who for 15 years was the Patriots quarterback. And then Paul Francisco, who was their tight end in 1994 and is now actually chief diversity officer at State Street. And then Matt Chatham, who was on the Patriots in 1994 as a tight end. And, well, I had a little special experience when I talked to him, because he let me put on and hold his Patriots World Champion Super Bowl ring. And let me tell you, those things are heavy. And for these players who are like, you know, 6'6" and 250 pounds, they're powerful athletes, but their fingers are really big. And even sticking my thumb through that ring, it's still all loose. So it was a cool thing to do, but I definitely wouldn't want to own that ring. Well, pretty valuable and pretty glitzy too. Lots of stones on that one. So we got about a half hour left as we continue to explore our theme of numbers here. And we're going to start off, let me say this much. We're going to start off the next set with a song by Queen. And the first couple of songs in that set are going to be all number songs based on years. This song by Queen's called 39. And Brian May is an incredibly intelligent guy for a rock musician. He's got a PhD in like astrophysics. And this next song sounds like a kind of folky song about people maybe going away to the new world. Yeah, from Europe on a ship to this new land. But if you listen closely to the lyrics, there's a lot going on here. He wrote it really more from, well, dual meanings. That's the way effective art works. But there's a really good interpretation here about the people are going on a spaceship, not across an ocean, but to another planetary system, and they're colonizing that. And while they're doing that, going at high speeds to get there and eventually come back, Einstein's theory of relativity says that there's going to be time dilation. So the people who are going back, time is going to be slow, go slow for them compared to the people who stayed here at home. And what would seem at the end, when he comes back and when the Voyagers come back to the old land, the eyes that they see are not of the people that they left behind, but instead of their children's children, their grandchildren. So think about that with this next song. And then we're also going to hopefully hear from Penguin Cafe Orchestra. And this numbers 1 through 4, which that this piece, it just brings tears to me whenever I hear it. And well, it may not do that to you, but Penguin Cafe Orchestra was a loose assembly of musicians. But there was Simon Jeffs, who died in 1997, and him and his cellist co-founder were the core members. And their first album, Music from the Penguin Cafe, was released in 1976 on Brian Eno's experimental EG Records label. And then they also played their first major concert in 1977, supporting Kraftwerk. So there's a lot of connections to things that I love with them. And, well, I hope you enjoy our final set here before Chase Carson comes on with the Time Tunnel promptly at 10. Rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco music. And the Jazz Prelude at 11:30 or so. But, yes, here's Queen to start off our final set. "39" from A Night at the Opera.
still ahead, pity me.
Where my story had begun, cause it's a state of $20. I wanted a peanut.
$20 can buy many peanuts.
Explain how.
Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
Woohoo!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Out of the muddy clay,
I will sing a new song. I will sing a new song. How long to sing this song? How long to sing this song?
They said it was a $1 million wound, but the Army must keep that money because I still ain't seen a nickel of that $1 million.
Listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage only here on WMFO in Medford. Our theme this evening has been numbers, celebrating Friday the 13th. I hope everything's been going smoothly for you today. We began that last set with Queen, and 39 was the name of that acoustic song, actually about space travel and time dilation. And from astrophysicist and rock star guitar player Brian May. And then New Order with 1963, the Smashing Pumpkins with 1979, and then Penguin Cafe Orchestra. Really heartfelt song for me, numbers 1 through 4. Tommy Two Tone with his biggest hit, 8675309. Jenny, you two with 40. And this is our jazz prelude to the time tunnel. This is Ramsey Lewis in 1, 2, 3, the Raw Deal remix from Verve. Thanks so much for listening. And I wanted to mention, if you want to go and check out what sounds like a really cool free concert this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Granoff Music Center here at Tufts, music Montage Music Society, music based on visual art. You can find out more about this whole series, concerts on Sundays at 3 p.m., all for free here, by just Googling Tufts Fall 2017 Music. Have a great and safe weekend, and we'll be back again next week, probably with a Halloweenish theme. Here on WMFO in Medford.